Are you looking for a podcast that is the perfect blend of paranormal and pop culture?
Starting off with spooky stuff where we talk cryptids and ghosts.
And then we have our pop culture section where we sometimes have celebrity guests.
Whoa.
Yeah, do you want more?
Boy, howdy.
There's always genre news and all kinds of celebrity deaths. All kinds of it. If you're a celebrity and you die, we're going to talk about it.
I actually was hoping for UFOs.
Well, bet your ass we got that too at the end.
Earthling Entertainment. New episodes every Thursday.
Make sure to check us out anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Zombie Strains, the podcast that watches all the zombie films. Today we have a very special episode. It's Zombie Madness. It's a tournament pitting all the zombies we've seen so far up through 1966. Which will be the most terrifying zombie of all?
No, I've seen people act like that in pictures. What do they call them? Zombies or something?
Zombies.
What's a zombie?
Just what is a zombie?
Well, a zombie, there's, Mr. Bill is...
The living dead.
They are the living dead.
Get into zombies.
It's an army of zombies. No armies can stand.
Because a zombie has no will of his own.
What is wrong? What is wrong?
Hey, everybody. I'm John.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Brad.
Folks, you've found us in the middle of the NCAA basketball tournament. So in honor of it, we are going to do our own tournament, but not of basketball teams, of terrifying zombies. And before we get to the zombies, I just want to say, as of today, when we're recording, producer Brad, go blue. Both go Michigan blue. And the Michigan men and women's teams are in the Elite Eight. And by the time this is released, they could both be out of the tournament. Who knows? But we'll
find
out.
And hockey.
And hockey. So, yes, Michigan's, yeah. Just forget about football for a while. We don't need to talk about that. In any case, we have, so Andy, welcome to sports.
Thank you. Yeah, before the episode, Brad and John had to walk me through how to read this very confusing bracket chart, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't like at all, but carry on.
And just so you know, the sport we're trying to sort of emulate here. So basketball is the one with the orange ball that you dribble with your hands.
Okay.
That very tall people try to put through a small hoop. It's the opposite of soccer, where very small people dribble with their feet and try to put it into a big net. So,
but this one is basketball based, right?
Yes, this one is okay. Basketball based. I just wanted
to do they
to
do
clarify.
Brackets for those other sports, or is it a special basketball thing?
That's a great question. The World Cup is coming up this summer, and we'll do something World Cup themed, and I'll explain how that works to you.
Okay. I
well,
can't
basketball
wait.
Is the only one that everyone calls March Madness.
Yes, this is the big tournament every March. The best. It's more than 64 now. I don't quite know
like
how many.
It's 64 plus
seven
four
or something. Yeah. In any case, they have it's a single elimination tournament to determine the best team in the entire land. And we're going to do the same thing, but with zombies.
That I can get my head around.
All right, producer Brad, tell us how this game is going to work.
Well, we're going to do something different today. In the spirit of March Madness, we're going to pit all the zombies we have seen to date from movies released up to 1966, the last one being The Plague of the Zombies.
And we're not talking about which is the better movie. We're talking about which is the stronger, more terrifying, or better zombie in each.
That is an extremely crucial concept to grasp.
Very important.
Yes. It might change the answer for many of these battles.
This is actually probably good, because if we were doing best movie, we could probably have an argument about four films and then be done. So we don't want to do that.
We have 48 zombies in our bracket, which means a few zombies will have byes in the first round. They will not have a battle. And the bracket is not seeded by ranking the zombies. It's pretty much in the order that we watch them. I did rearrange a few to make sure that a weak zombie did not get a first round bye.
I
didn't want any cupcakes slipping through.
Is it like a math reason that some things get a bye?
Yes, because we only have – it's a 64 slot bracket, because you got to go 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2.
And we have 48, so it's 48, 24, 12, 6, 3.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to give half the first round a bye, so that we get to 32 after the first round.
Okay, makes sense.
All right.
Our zombies will be battling in four regions. We have Haiti, the U.S., Italy, and Cornwall, all places important to zombie films. through 1966.
I love that you have the Cornwall region.
The semifinals and finals will take place on that dirt road near Dr. Marlowe's house from Voodoo Man. You know the one where it's the road where all the single pretty women keep disappearing and the local sheriff finds it kind of peculiar?
Yes, that road. That's a terrifying place. That's the most terrifying place in the country as far as I'm concerned.
All right, here's the specifics for the battles. For each pairing, we will determine a winner by reviewing the characteristics of the zombies. If a zombie master is needed for the zombies to exist or function, then the zombie master is in the arena too. If zombies are controlled by a magical or electronic device, then that is also in the arena.
All right.
So everything the zombie needs is there. If there's a weakness for them, that is also present.
All right.
Now, if any listeners are interested in following along, you can find a copy of the bracket on our Instagram. And if you want, we'll pause while you go fill out your bracket and see if you can pick the same winner as us.
Excellent.
All right, we're back.
All right.
Are we ready for round one?
We are.
I'm excited about this, you guys.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Right, round one, Haiti. White Zombie has a bye, and I think that's a well-deserved bye for the first credited zombie film.
I agree.
Our first game will be Maniac from 1934 against Wanga from 1936. Maniac is a zombie film with no horde. It's a mad scientist film. The mad scientist is also trying to be a zombie master, and there are two types of zombies. There's the living dead, and then there's a sex-crazed maniac who received a potion. In Wanga, Wanga's located in Haiti. The zombies are Haitian, and Cleely is the zombie master, and her main purpose is vengeance.
Aha. All right.
So, guys, attack.
All right. I'll start out here, producer Brad. So, I'm going to make a pitch for Wanga, and here's why. Because I think Cleely in this movie has two zombies she raises. In theory, she could raise more, right? So, if she's in the game, whereas our mad scientist and maniac, he struggled to raise one zombie. He just kind of got lucky. So, my opinion is that with Cleely on the team, she's way better than the mad scientist. So I would give this one to Wanga. But what do you think, Andy?
Ooh, this is really tough because if we're comparing zombie masters, Cleely is by far the one you don't want mad at you.
Right.
You could easily outwit this stupid racist mad scientist from Maniac.
Yes.
However, the zombie in Maniac, the sex-crazed kind, is one of our few early zombies that does something.
Yeah.
I think when he turns into a zombie, he grabs a woman and runs off with her and they're never seen again. And that is more of a menace than most of the 1930s zombies. So I'm really on the fence on this one.
Yeah. I'll just add one fact. When I rewatched Maniac, just that one zombie scene,
okay,
the sex-crazed maniac, when he turns away and he comes back and he has enlarged teeth. So he physically transformed too.
Okay.
Which I didn't notice in our first watch.
All right. Well, I think we got to go with Maniac here for the reasons that you've stated, Andy. He is a more terrifying zombie, and maybe he could tear through. Maybe Cleely could summon a dozen zombies, but he's so crazy he could tear through all of them. So
I reluctantly, as painful as it is to see Maniac advancing up the ranks, I think this is the zombie that's scarier.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. After our first game, Revolt of the Zombies has a bye. Next up, our second game is the Ghostbreakers versus the King of the Zombies. Ghostbreakers are from 1940. The King of the Zombies are from 1941. The Ghostbreakers is located on Cuba. There is a zombie master who raises the dead. Zombies are mindless. And there's only one zombie in this film. It's a horde of one. And he lives with his mother. You laugh, but it's a true fact.
It's a true fact. The zombies and mama boy.
King of the Zombies, it's set on a fictional island in the Caribbean. They are also raised from the dead. Dr. Miklos Sangre is a mad scientist who is both a zombie master and mad scientist. And he, by the way, remember, he's doing this for a foreign power out east, which we assume is Germany. And in King of the Zombies, there is a horde of about five or six, give or take, what the camera sees.
Now, John, to me, this is very easy. I don't know if there is a less menacing zombie than the one in the Ghostbreakers.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite zombies, but yes.
Yeah, it's it's buffoonish, it's slow, it's easily outwitted and defeated by the dumbest protagonists. And in comparison, the ones in King of the Zombies, remind me, does King of the Zombies end with zombie Lila killing her husband?
No, thinking of Revenge. This is the Revenge. One where the Irish co-pilot gets turned into a zombie and he gets shot and it doesn't stop him.
Dr. Sangre's in the underground lair and he's telling the zombies to go after the Americans who are there and they instead turn on him and the zombie master gets pushed into the fire.
Yes.
Then I have to give this to King of the Zombies because they actually get a kill.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm struggling to imagine the Ghostbreakers one getting one. Any thoughts, John?
Yeah, the Ghostbreakers one gets defeated by getting locked in a closet. So I think this means we have to go with King of the Zombies here.
All right, King of the Zombies. Our next team, Bowery at Midnight, has a bye. So moving on, we have The Frozen Dead. Okay. From 1967 versus Revenge of the Zombies from 1943. Both are technically Nazi zombie films, and we watched them back to back because of that. The Frozen Dead are created by a Nazi mad scientist. There's a horde of about five, maybe, and then seven zombie arms on a wall, plus one head on the table. The master is Dr. Norberg, and in Revenge of the Zombies, there's a horde of at least nine. They're in the swamps of Louisiana. There's the mad scientist, Dr. Von Ultermann.
Dr. Heinrich von Ultermann.
Dr. Max Heinrich von Ultermann.
Sorry. I think this one's pretty easy, Andy. Like the Frozen Dead zombie master, he kind of sucks at it, right? Like, the whole point is that he has trouble making good zombies. He has one violent zombie who went on to play M in a James Bond movie. And other than that, like, none of them are particularly intimidating. On the other hand, John Carradine is the Nazi scientist, turned his own wife into a zombie because he's a ruthless bastard. And his wife then drowns him in a swamp. Yeah. So I think it's got to be the Revenge of the Zombies, guys.
I agree. That is one of the best kills of all the movies we've seen, the best zombie kills. My only caveat, I agree with you, this needs to go to Revenge of the Zombies. However, if we consider, who is the head? Is it Elsa?
Oh, wait,
Elsa. In The Frozen Dead, the head is considered a zombie. She has some sort of psychic powers and can kind of command people to do stuff. So that makes her at least somewhat more menacing.
But she has control of a wall of arms that is not mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lila actually plots with the other zombies. She has some cunning to her. So I think it's pretty strong for revenge here.
Yep. Okay. I'm with you.
All right.
Revenge of the Zombies. Next up, I Walked with a Zombie gets a bye. And then our next battle is Voodoo Man from 1944 versus Zombies on Broadway from 1945. Voodoo Man, the location is a dirt road, some remote dirt road somewhere in the U.S. that attracts single women. The zombies are mystical. They're all women. And the zombie master is Dr. Marlowe. He is trying to use zombies to bring his own wife back to life, if you recall.
Yep.
Zombies on Broadway. It's located in the fictional island of St. Sebastian. It's a mad scientist who's using the voodoo ceremony to create his own science serum, and the mad scientist is Paul Renault. There is no horde. There's just one, although throughout the film, two of our heroes get turned into zombies.
And they're idiots.
In Voodoo Man, there is a horde of about six zombie women in flowing gowns who move ethereally through the film.
This is a tough
one. Not to set up where you should go with this, but
give it a shot, Andy.
I can't. It's tough with these comedy movies. The Zombies on Broadway is a comedy. So was Ghostbreakers.
Yes.
The zombies in those movies are just going to be inherently more comical and harmless than the zombies in movies that are trying to actually scare and terrify you. So, I mean, I think that the zombies in Voodoo Man are creepier.
Also, Bela Lugosi's the zombie master, is he better than Paul Renault as a zombie master? I think that may be the deciding factor.
Yeah. So my vote goes for Voodoo Man on this one.
I'll agree with you on that one.
And it's not that these zombie women do anything scary. They just look effectively creepy, I think.
Yeah. Now, that's a relief, because if we had picked Zombies on Broadway, we'd have the same zombie going against itself, because it's the same actor with the same getup in I Walked with a Zombie and Zombies on Broadway. So that would have been interesting, but we don't have to face that scenario.
That was a close one.
That was a pairing I wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, I know. That would have been fun.
Stymied. You stymied me.
We stymied you.
All right, our next game, we're moving on to the U.S. bracket. Valley of the Zombies has a bye. So the next battle is Jacuzze from 1919 versus The Devil's Daughter from 1939. Jacuzze is a silent film. They aren't strictly zombies. It's set at the end of World War I. The zombies are victims or soldiers who have died in the battlefield who rise from the dead and come to pass judgment on their family members who are left behind. Are they going to live their life in an appropriate way for their sacrifice, for the dead sacrifice? No zombie master. The horde quantity is hundreds. It's quite large.
Yes.
And then The Devil's Daughter, it's 1939. Even though we have a zombie master, there are no zombies. She's just sort of faking it. And it's set on Jamaica, so it's a horde of zero.
Yeah, so I think this one is easy again, Andy. The horde in Jacuzze, first of all, there's no zombies, and the only action in it is the worst fist fight in cinema history. So, like, there's not even anybody to step up for the zombie master. So I'm going to say the zombies from Jacuzze. They don't actually kill anybody, but the fear people have of them is palpable, and sometimes intimidation is all a zombie needs, in my opinion.
Yeah, no argument here. There has to be a zombie physically in the movie for me to like consider it a threat.
Yeah,
a threat,
yeah, I think. Agreed.
All right. Our next team is Zombies of the Stratosphere. They have a bye. So the next competition is The Walking Dead from 1936 versus Scared Stiff from 1953. The Walking Dead is Boris Karloff is a wrongly convicted man who a mad scientist brings back to life. And Boris Karloff uses that time to seek vengeance on the people who framed him. He is not controlled. There's no zombie master. There's no one else. So it's a horde of one. And Scared Stiff, it's the Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis comedy. It's basically a remake of The Ghostbreakers. So it's the same plot. It's set on an island, a fictional island, San Sebastian. The zombies have no will. There's only one zombie who looks like a goofball, and he lives with his mother, and he also gets locked in a closet at the end.
This is an unfortunate pairing, to be quite frank. My vote is an easy one for The Walking Dead. Boris Karloff's zombie in this movie is the most brutally effective zombie of this whole decade. I mean, he just plows through his targets. He's unstoppable. If he's after you, you're doomed. Whereas it's very much not the case for the one in Scared Stiff. Thoughts?
Yeah, he's got spiritual powers, and he can make it all look like an accident. I think he's far more intimidating than the goofball in Scared Stiff.
Yeah, and he like stalks his victims.
Yes, he's got a plan. So, he's got full human intelligence as well.
Yeah. All right, so yes, that will be a vote. My vote goes for The Walking Dead.
All right,
next up, The Creature with the Atom Brain has a bye. So the next competition is The Revived Monster from 1953 versus Voodoo Island from 1957. The Revived Monster is set in the Balkans. It's a Mexican film. There is only one zombie. There is a zombie master mad scientist, Dr. Herman Ling. And the zombie has one kill. He kills the zombie master.
Correct. Doesn't he Voodoo kill a Island? Woman in the street, though?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
So the zombie has two kills. He kills a random woman on the street, and he kills the zombie master. Voodoo Island is a fictional island in the South Pacific. The zombies are mystical. They seem to expire or die from fright. And there is no horde. We only see one at a time.
This is a tough one. I like the mad scientist he's not even a scientist. The madman in The Revived Monster, who sort of can lure the reporter to his destination, and he can control a pretty good, heartless zombie. So I'm going to say Revived Monster here.
I agree. The only thing I'll say in with Voodoo Island, its zombies are not very menacing, but the environment is very deadly.
Yes.
But that's so true. This is one, but singling the zombies out, separating them from this environment of deadly plants and monsters, they themselves are not very scary, I don't think. Whereas if the one from Revived Monster was after you, I mean, you can't reason with it. It's pretty ruthless. I think it would probably get you.
Yep. All right.
All right. Next up, the zombies of Moratau have a break. They're on by. So the next game is The Woman Eater from 1958 against The Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake from 1959. The Woman Eater, it's set in England. It's a mad scientist who uses a plant that he got from, I think, Central America to create a zombie. He creates one zombie, Margaret, who rises and I think she dies. She doesn't last, right?
She does. She runs out of power.
Yes.
She runs out of power because the mad scientist finds out he's been betrayed by the tribe that gave him the information. They gave him the way to create a body, but not the mind. All right, we have the Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake. It's a zombie horde of two. They come from elsewhere, but they are in New England. They have a kill count of at least two as they seek vengeance. They do have some weaknesses. They have fire will destroy them instantly, and curare can also incapacitate them.
Ooh, this is a little tricky. I'm going to give this one to the Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake because it's Central Zombie, that like South American or Central American Indian is pretty scary and effective. He kills and beheads people.
Yeah.
That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, the Woman Eater, he sneaks in and takes their heads.
Like, and his lips are sewn shut.
And his lips
He looks very scary. It would be very terrifying to have him after you. I will say Zombie Margaret and Woman Eater, she's pretty menacing for like the couple seconds she's around. And the first thing she does upon being zombified is she like reaches for the throat of the nearest person.
Right.
That's scary, but I still think that Four Skulls has got to take this. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. And the ancient curse on the side of Four Skulls is a super, like a very powerful supernatural element. So I think that wins too compared to the plant in Woman Eater.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm agree.
And I don't think the plant can move by itself. So, it really limits its. Yeah.
Yes. That limits its range, as we say.
All right. Moving on to the Italian region.
Ooh.
So just to give a quick update. So we're halfway through the first round. We're going to finish up here. We got some exciting stuff coming up for the last half of this round. So,
first up in this bracket is Invisible Invaders. They have a bye.
Yeah, they've got to have a bye.
So the first competition is between Plan 9 from Outer Space. Plan 9 from Outer Space, 1959, against Teenage Zombies from 1959.
Ooh, woof.
Plan 9 are alien-controlled zombies. They raise the dead. They're located in the San Fernando Valley. It's a horde of two. There's a kill count of at least three by the zombies, and the zombie master is Eros. And they seem to be impervious to bullets. They have a weakness. If you disrupt the alien connection to them, it disables the aliens. And the aliens also have a weapon that will turn the zombies into skeletons.
That's right.
Teenage Zombies. It's mad scientists. It's one of our first female mad scientists. It's located on the fictional island called Mullet. The zombie master is Dr. Myra. There's a horde of about six to eight, but only one is menacing. The other ones are just sort of labor.
Yeah.
I think the zombie may have been disposed of by the gorilla in the film. It's this sort of the battle is left in progress and we never go back. So we don't know what happens to the zombie.
Yeah. I won't lie. Like I'm going to go with Plan 9 here just because Tor is intimidating.
Yes. Yes.
Also, because I know it loses next round to Invisible Invaders. I don't want to tip my hand, but like I don't see how it makes it out of the next round. So,
As dopey as the zombies in Plan 9 behave, they look great.
Yes,
because we have one that looks like Elvira, and then we have Tor, who's this big, gigantic, freaky looking guy. I mean,
That
the scare levels are off the charts for those guys, and I can't say the same for teenage zombies.
Agreed.
All right, next we have Dr. Blood's Coffin, which has a bye. So our next game is The Dead One from 1961 versus The Curse of the Doll People. from 1961.
Part two, Andy. Ooh.
So the dead one, as a reminder, they're voodoo zombies located outside of New Orleans. No horde, just one, and he's a fine-looking zombie in a tux. There's a zombie master, his sister Monica, and the kill count is one. But he kills the wrong person that he's been directed to kill.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is two movies with incompetent zombies. Yeah. But go on.
And then the other battle, the other team is Curse the Doll People from 1961. Again, Haitian voodoo, this time located in Mexico City, but the zombies are from Haiti. There's a zombie master named Xandor. The zombies deliver the cursed dolls as well. And it's implied that fire is a weakness that kills them because Xandor sets a fire at the end.
Yes.
Is this me, John?
Yeah, it's you, man.
Ooh, this is tough. I think I'm going to say the dead one. Because there is a pretty good zombie kill that this zombie, he doesn't accomplish much, but he does kill one person and he menaces another in a pretty cool scene.
Yes.
And I think if all the zombies in Curse of the Doll People do is just deposit the voodoo dolls, that's not very scary.
Yeah, I agree. They're not the threat. The dolls are the threat and curse. So I'm going to agree with you on the dead one.
Yeah, but we do have the asterisks that it's pretty incompetent zombie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say it's probably the first film where both zombies look pretty decayed and yes, gross.
Yeah, that is true. I think as terrible as that movie was, we did single out the zombie as a good one.
All right, next All up. Right. Santo versus the zombies has a bye.
Hell so yeah, battle, he does.
our battle is between Tales of Terror from 1962 and Carnival of Souls from 1962. Ooh.
All right. Oh, this is Tales, a tough one.
Yeah, Tales of Terror was an anthology, and we focus on the story that dealt with Vincent Price. He's a mesmerized zombie who's been mesmerized at the point of death. The zombie master is Carmichael, the mesmerist. There's no horde, it's just the one. And the weakness is he dissolves into chocolate pudding after he stops the lecherous doctor.
That's right.
Carnival of Souls. It takes place near the Great Salt Lake. We don't know if they're technically zombies. We don't know if they exist. There is no apparent zombie master. There is a horde of about 5 to 6, and we don't know if they're destroyed or they just disappear. We don't know.
I've got to pick Carnival of Souls here because it is about an inescapable fate. And so the heroine of this film, she's spoiler, because we talked about it already. She's dead at the beginning, and she is sort of claimed by these zombies. So I think they transcend the powers and abilities of other zombies here, and I think they're better than a melting Vincent Price.
Yeah, I mean, they're not constrained by anything. I mean, they're only constrained by her mind, and they will follow her.
Right.
Wherever because of that. So I will say in Tales of Terror, agreed that Vincent Price is not a very menacing zombie in this one. However, are we not considering the woman in the first story who is absolutely terrifying, who killed her daughter and husband? Do you remember that? Is she not a zombie? Was she a ghost?
She was a ghost.
I thought she was not as...
In our defense, we focused on the Vincent Price story, but if we include her... then I think she wins because she also has that, you know, power, that sort of uncomprehendable power. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll go for Carnival of Souls for the reasons you state. And I also think that woman from Tales of Terror was maybe a ghost, not a zombie.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
All right. Next, we have La Cabeza Viviente, the living head, has a bye. So the next battle is between Monstrosity from 1963 against the incredibly strange creatures who became mixed up zombies and stopped living.
You're getting all the good ones, Andy.
Monstrosity is set in the Hollywood Hills. It's a mad science zombie. The zombie master is Dr. Frank. The zombie is Anita, who has a cat brain. And she is somewhat threatening. She scratched out B's eye, but she dies when she falls off the roof. Now, the incredibly strange creatures are mystically mind-controlled, and they are partially created as zombies by acid disfigurement. The location is Long Beach, California. The zombie master is Estrella. The horde is three, although the two who run amok, they get killed by gunfire rather quickly. And I think it's Jerry is our hero zombie who makes it to the beach and then is killed by the police there by guns.
Yes.
Ooh. All right. This is tough again. I'm going to give this one to Incredibly Strange Creatures because functioning as a horde, they seem kind of scary for a minute. Like if you recall, there's a scene where they burst into this like crowded like theater or something. Yes, and it's implied they like slaughter all of the people in there.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to really give it to them because the monstrosity zombie is more just kind of a weird curiosity than anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So Incredibly Strange Creatures wins this match.
All right. Next up. War of the Zombies has a bye. So we have The Last Man on Earth versus the Mad Ghoul. The Last Man on Earth is 1965. It's zombies are unknown contagion. The horde is pretty much the whole world, but they do have a weakness, which is daylight. The Mad Ghoul is a mad scientist using Mayan gas. It's set somewhere in the U.S. There's a zombie master, Dr. Morris, but there is a weakness that the zombie needs fluid from the human heart to retain human status, and they can be killed by gunshots, the ghouls. And at the end, there ultimately are two.
Yeah, and I think so. I think this one's easy. The Mad Ghoul has to do a lot to just keep going.
It's a huge process.
It's a huge process. Whereas the vampires slash zombies in Last Man, they run the joint already.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's an easy win for them.
Yeah, they don't have to carry around like tanks of embalming fluid and spend hours exsanguinating each victim individually in a clinical environment.
Yeah. So. I think we're going.
All right.
Yeah,
Last Man on Earth it is. So we next have the horror of Party Beach. Is it horror of or at?
Of. Okay. We talked about this so much. It's of.
All right. We have the horror of Party Beach, which has a bye. I will not take any arguments on that. So the next battle is the man from Planet X versus the Earth Dies Screaming. The man from Planet X is 1951. The zombies are mesmerized humans who are mesmerized by an alien. It takes place in an unnamed Scottish island. And the zombie master is destroyed by army artillery, which frees the zombies. And the Earth Dies Screaming. It's also alien invaders. They control the dead. They raise the dead. The location is worldwide, but the movie is set in a small rural English village. The horde, the whole planet, pretty much. Kill count, much of the planet. Weaknesses, guns kill them, and interrupting the alien radio broadcast also stops them.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to give this one to The Earth Dies Screaming because, well, honestly, just the scenes with the zombies in that movie are pretty scary. And I found The Man from Planet X to be an interesting movie, but not a scary one. I didn't really feel menaced by any of the zombies that the alien created.
Yeah, and if we count zombie masters, in this case, the zombie masters are the unstoppable robots. So
yes.
I think you're right. I think this is an easy one.
So Earth Dies Screaming.
Yep.
All right, next up. Hercules and the Haunted World has a bye. So the next battle is the Terror Creatures from the Grave versus An Evening with Batman and Robin.
Ooh.
All right. So
Terror Creatures from the Grave, 1965. It's occultists summon zombies. Location, maybe Germany. Strength, they are plague spreaders. They carry the plague. Kill count, at least 8. Weakness, pure water. And don't forget, some of the zombies are hands in a display case, severed hands.
Yeah.
I got another one. Hercules and the Hunt. Wait, which is it?
Evening with Batman and Robin. Evening, yeah.
Evening with Batman and Robin. It's a mad scientist. Location is Gotham City. The zombie master is Dr. Daka. And the weakness is they are voice controlled by radio. And so if you can disrupt the speaker and the mic, you can stop them.
Yeah, I hate to say it. This is a pretty easy one. Though the Terror Creature zombies have a big weakness, which is pure water, I think the zombies in An Evening with Batman and Robin just suck. You know, they're like the only thing he uses is for is like to pick stuff up and put it down somewhere else. So I'm Terror Creatures on this one.
Agreed. Yeah, the zombies in Batman and Robin, I think they get into one or two fist fights with Batman and Robin, but that's about the extent of their actual terrorizing.
Yeah,
right?
And from what we've learned about Batman and Robin from that cereal is that they suck too. So like, who knows? It's like, who's yeah, worst?
Exactly.
So.
But as you say, the terror creatures, they are on the wrong planet to have this sort of weakness. I just got to say.
Agreed.
And don't forget the zombies in Batman and Robin. They have a uniform. They have khaki pants,
and a belt, turtleneck.
And a turtleneck.
Yeah.
And little tinfoil hats. And
yeah, they look like hats. Your weird uncle at Thanksgiving, but with a tinfoil hat on, which he may wear anyway. Who knows? So.
All right. So we're at the end of round one. The plague of the zombies Ooh. Moves on to the second round with a bye. So our last round one battle is the Man from U.N.C.L.E., the Very Important Zombie Affair versus Dr. Orloff's Monster. Very Important Zombie Affair aired in 1965. They're Haitian voodoo zombies that take place on a fictional Caribbean island. There is a horde, but they're pretty docile. They just sort of, they have shovels and hoe the dirt. The zombie master is El Supremo, and they can be de-zombified by a special formula. And Dr. Orloff's Monster, it takes place maybe in Germany, again, unspecified. There, it's a mad science zombie. There is one. The zombie master is Dr. Fisherman, and there are at least 3 to 4 kills in the film by this zombie. And the zombie is killed by a sniper.
This is an easy one for me, John. Dr. Orloff's Monster takes it from me.
No doubt.
The in the Very Important Zombie Affair, this is one of those zombies that are, it's like a bummer to be a zombie, but they don't actually pose a threat to anyone.
Right.
Whereas the one in Dr. Orloff's Monster racks up quite the kill count, and he looks intense and scary.
Yeah, and the real threat in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is El Supremo, which is Claude Akins dressed as a matador who should have retired 10 years ago. So,
with a monkey on his shoulder.
Yeah, with a monkey. So, yeah.
All right. That is the first round. So on to round two. We're back to the Haiti region, and we have White Zombies now playing their first game. It's White Zombie Ooh. Versus Maniac, and as an update on White Zombie, that's 1932. It's Haiti. It's a horde of like 6 to 7. There's a zombie master, Murder, Legendre, and they are defeated, the zombies, by incapacitating the zombie master. Someone whacks him on the back of the head, and the zombies just jump off a cliff. So they are up against Maniac, our sex-crazed zombie, or the woman zombie who was raised from the dead.
I'm going to argue for White Zombie here because I think Bela Lugosi's zombie master is more intimidating than the mad scientist. And I think, and there are several moments where you think one of our heroes is going to get killed by a knife-wielding zombie, where I feel like in Maniac, I don't know. He's kind of scary, but I between the zombies who are where it's terrifying to be one of them, but they feel no pain, right? And they're controlled by a very clever man. So I go White Zombie here. What do you think, Andy?
This is a tricky one.
Yeah.
I mean, what makes it tricky for me is that the one in Maniac is one of our, is our first fast moving zombie.
That's right.
And so as dumb as that zombie is, it could if you tried to get away with it from it, it could possibly catch you,
yeah.
Which is not something you could say about the zombies in most movies in the 30s and 40s.
That's true.
That said, there is something classic about the White Zombies.
Yes.
And they've got almost a sort of regal menace, and they do have that Terminator vibe of like, they'll just kind of implacably keep coming for you. So I'll give this to White Zombie, but this is tough for me.
Yeah.
White Zombie it is. All right, next game, Revolt of the Zombies against King of the Zombies. Now, Revolt of the Zombies is 1936. It's set in Cambodia. It is a horde, and it's implied that it's a whole army that has been turned into a zombie. The zombie master is Armand Locke, who's doing it for love, and they are defeated when Locke is made to feel guilty for his actions, and he undoes his own spell. And they are up against the King of the Zombies, which we already discussed.
There's like 3 or 4 of these movies from around now, like King of the Zombies, Revolt of the Zombies. I can't Revenge. Keep them straight. Yeah. Revenge of the Zombies.
So Revolt, right. They're bulletproof in Revolt. Remember that? They're worried that the whole army is going, there's going to be an army of zombies that's going to animate and take over the entire.
Yes. And continent. We actually see bullets hitting them and not having any effect.
Sorry, that was your turn. I jumped in. I apologize.
No, it's fine. So I'm going to say revolt on this one just because I don't think that there's any way to stop these zombies except by killing the master.
Who chooses to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think that these zombies would be real bad news if they were unleashed on the world.
Agree.
Revolt of the Zombies moves on. Our next battle is Bowery at Midnight against Revenge of the Zombies. Now, Bowery at Midnight was 1942. There's a horde of about five. They're all raised from the dead by the zombie master, the mad scientist, Dr. Brooks. And if you recall, these are the zombies that were the first cannibal zombies. We don't see it, but it's strongly implied that they eat Bela Lugosi. They can also return to human state. And they are up against, which one was it? Revenge of the Zombies.
With Lila.
With yeah. Lila in the swamp in Louisiana.
This is a tough one. I feel like I have to go Bowery here, not because Lila isn't clever and kills her husband and has the best kill, because they're literally crazed cannibalistic zombies and we haven't seen that before. Like, I think they could tear through Lila and her crowd.
Yeah, I have the same feelings. I hate to see Lila leave because she's one of my favorite early zombies.
Yeah.
But being trapped in the cellar with a bunch of cannibal zombies, that is, the film only spends a couple seconds on it, but that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually kind of terrifying.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it to Bowery at Midnight.
All right, the Bowery at Midnight moves on. Our next game is I Walked with a Zombie versus Voodoo Man. I Walked with a Zombie is 1943. It's magically created cursed zombies. Its location is the fictional island of St. Sebastian. There is a zombie master who controls Carrefour, who is a tall zombie, but we also have Jessica is the zombie too. And they're defeated by breaking the curse, which happens when they are killed, when the two lovers are killed. And then we've already discussed, I'm sorry, a lot of information. Voodoo Man. That's the Bela Lugosi one with the women all dressed in fine gowns.
Is this me?
Yep.
I'm going to give this one to I Walk with a Zombie. While the kill count isn't up there, Carrefour is one of the best looking zombies we've seen. Absolute physical menace with a touch of like eerie creepiness.
Yeah.
The women zombies in Voodoo Man look creepy, but I'm not really convinced that they would put you in a whole lot of danger if they came after you.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one.
So I Walked with a Zombie for me.
I Walked with a Zombie moves on. Our next game is The Valley of the Zombies versus Jacuzze. Valley of the Zombies is 1946. The main zombie, Armand Merx, is mystically created, but he also uses mesmerism to create Susan, who he controls for a brief period of time. This takes place in the U.S., so it's a horde of two, and the zombie master is part of the horde. And
did
they are defeated
I mix
by
this? I'm sorry. Did I mix this one up with one of our previous ones? What is this, the one where he has to insanguinate people?
Yes, but the other one, I think you're okay though.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. And the zombie needs blood transfusions to stay alive, to remain immortal, as he says. And Valley of the Zombies is up against Jacuzze, the 1919 silent film with the regiments raised from the battlefield passing judgment.
Yeah, this is not that tough to me. I hate to say it. As much as I like Armand Merx as a character and find him terrifying and really cool, again, it's a giant horde of dead, resurrected French soldiers. So I got to go with Jacuzze here. What do you think, Andy? We haven't had a good argument yet.
This might be the first one I disagree with you.
All right.
I think, I found Merx pretty menacing in this one. Like,
he's evil.
He's roaming around and he's a bit like a serial killer, basically. And I mean, I mean, the zombies in Jacuzze, yeah, they're more powerful, but I mean, because they're like kind of ghostly figures of divine kind of judgment. I mean, technically, they outpower everything else in this whole bracket. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like what you're saying about the sort of agency and intelligence of Merx, though. I think here, let me sort of reverse myself from the last one. I mean, they Jacques beat the zombies in Devil's Daughter because there weren't any. So here you have a truly evil, crafty zombie combo, zombie master. I think the Jacques zombies, as long as you weren't like, as long as they weren't trying to test your soul, like, I don't think they care about you. You know what I mean? So maybe we go with, I'll go with Valley here, Andy.
I mean, we could also, we haven't discussed what a tiebreaker. I mean, Brad, is Brad going to break ties? Are we going to roll a die?
I would say Valley of the Zombies because there is a kill count. The zombies have a kill count.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're in. Cool.
All right.
I still like you as a friend, John, even though we disagreed about that one.
Yeah, but the night is young, so.
All right, Valley of the Zombies moves on. Our next battle is Zombies of the Stratosphere against The Walking Dead. Zombies of the Stratosphere is 1953. They call themselves zombies, but they're three aliens from Mars who are coming to destroy the Earth so that Mars can take over the Earth's orbit. So there are three zombies. There's no zombie master. And I don't think they have a kill count. And they're up against The Walking Dead, which is Boris Karloff, who's the resurrected, wrongly convicted man who's out for vengeance and kills everyone who framed him.
Ooh. Oh, man. I don't know on this one, guys.
Leonard Nimoy is one of the zombies in Zombies of the Stratosphere.
And they've got a spaceship.
I do think that Boris Karloff in The Walking Dead is one of the best, most intimidating zombies. However, the ones from Zombies of the Stratosphere, they really are operating on a more globally menacing scale. So, and I don't know, John, do you want to help me out with this one?
I think it's got to be Zombies of the Stratosphere because like he's a very powerful zombie in The Walking Dead, but it's a very small personal story where he sort of catches people when they're not paying attention and sets up accidental deaths. I feel like the Zombies of the Stratosphere could just blow him up from their rocket.
Yeah, I think you're right. So with some reluctance, I'm going to say Zombies of the Stratosphere.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Zombies of the Stratosphere moves on. Our next game is Creatures with the Atom Brain versus the Revived Monster.
Creature with
the Atom Brain is 1955. It's mad science. It's unnamed location, but pretty much it's Los Angeles. The zombie master is Frank Buchanan, who has made zombies with atomic power to seek vengeance. There's a horde of at least seven who appear to be pretty much unstoppable. And they're up against the Revived Monster, which, as you recall, is the mad scientist created zombie set in the Balkans.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Creature with the Atom Brain is probably the most deserving buy in this bracket, and I think they're going to be a contender for the final four. So, you know, those zombies are sort of first unstoppable Terminator-like high-powered zombies against one zombie who's not bad, but I got to think the Creatures with the Atom Brain win here.
Yeah, there's no question on this one for me. I mean, that scene where the zombies charge out into that group of, like, soldiers and just start chucking them around.
Yeah,
you don't want those things loose.
And don't forget, Creature with the Atom Brain, that's the first one where they say the Army and the Navy and the Air Force all come in to help control things because these zombies have created so much chaos.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Creature with the Atom Brain moves on. The next battle is Zombies of Moritau versus the Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake. Zombies of Moritau are cursed sailors. They're on the fictional coast of Moritau, which is somewhere in the African continent. There's a horde of at least six. There is no zombie master. They kill at least four, and they have a weakness that the humans in the film discover, which is fire. And they also disappear when the curse is broken. And they are up against the Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake, which we already discussed, which is the two zombies, one with the stitched up lips, who kill and behead people.
This is a tough one.
This is tough because I think both of these movies have very effectively creepy zombies.
And they're both susceptible to fire.
Yeah. So in Moritau, these are like slow-moving zombies that will inexorably close in on you and trap you in your boat cabin or whatever. That's really scary. But, you know, Jonathan Drake, that zombie with the sewn lips, he has a lot of agency and cleverness. So if he were like on your tail, you couldn't just shake him by like running fast and getting away from him, you know? Yeah. So,
this is tough.
I don't know on this one.
Muartao zombies can swim. They can operate underwater. Can.
And this is interesting. They're both sets of zombies are powered by an ancient curse, too.
Yeah. I was going to say that, well, both of them, they aren't really going to menace you unless you violated the ancient rites or whatever. So right. They're both pretty localized. I am going to say Jonathan Drake because the zombie has so much intelligence and agency, but I will concede this is very close.
I agree because we haven't talked a lot about the other zombie who's pretending to be a human, but is really a zombie and sort of, you know, running the whole thing. I think that pushes it over. I'm with you.
Yeah. And he's like integrated into society and stuff. Like he's a manipulator. Like, so that's two very scary zombies.
Yeah.
And I also think the zombies of Muartao actually just want peace. So they don't necessarily want to kill. They just want to be freed.
Yeah. If you don't take their treasure, they leave you alone.
Right. All right. That's the last game in that bracket. So now we're second round over in Italy. First game, Invisible Invaders versus Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah, Invisible Invaders. Matchup. Sorry.
1959, alien invasion. They control corpses. Location is worldwide. Wherever there are corpses, we have zombies. The horde is immeasurable. Weakness is discovered to be sound waves. Force the aliens out of the bodies and then turn them into sudsy goo. And there's the zombie masters, the aliens. We don't know how many there are, but they are somewhere. And they are up against Plan 9 from Outer Space, which is Elvira and Tor.
Yeah.
The Elvira lookalike.
Yeah, I think Invisible Invaders is another contender here because it's the whole planet is a horde. And they're our first, it's sort of our first apocalypse. It's our first huge horde of apocalyptic zombies. It's going to take a lot to kick these guys out here.
Yeah, I mean, so Invisible Invaders is what happens. I mean, they have the same plot. The aliens are creating zombies out of Earth's dead. But Invisible Invaders are scary because the aliens have figured out how to do this at like a reasonable pace. Yes. Whereas Plan 9, they create like three in the course of the movie. Whereas Invisible Invaders, they were raising them by the thousands.
And
so,
I think that like they destroy Russia and Sweden or something. Like
that's right.
Like yes. Yeah. Well, Invisible
one
Invaders.
One of the better offhand remarks someone makes in these movies.
Well, I think Plan 9 has not helped when the zombie master's name is Eros.
Yeah.
The love god, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Invisible Invaders moves on. Next up, we have Dr. Blood's Coffin versus the Dead One. Dr. Blood is 1961. It's a mad science zombie. It's located in Cornwall. The zombie master is Dr. Blood. No horde, just one zombie who doesn't show up until the end. Kill count is 5, but it's all by the doctor, not by the zombie. The zombie does take down the doctor at the end.
This is trickier than I thought it would be when you first mentioned the titles, Brad, because the zombie master in Dr. Blood's Coffin is one of the scariest, best zombie masters in all these movies and easily beats out the one in The Dead One.
Yeah.
However, both actual zombies don't do a whole lot, and the one in The Dead One at least gets a kill.
Yeah.
So I think I might say The Dead One, although that's weird.
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I think you're right. Because again, it took a lot to bring both zombies to life. I think we got to go with The Dead One though. As much as I prefer Dr. Blood's Coffin as a movie, I think.
All right, The Dead One moves on. Next up, we have Santo versus the Zombies against Carnival of Souls. Santo versus the Zombies is 1961. They are science zombies. Location is Mexico. The zombie master is Uncle Herbert, and the horde is up to 5, but we usually only see 3 at a time, and they're often dressed as wrestlers, and they're pretty effective wrestlers, too.
All right, so the good news here is
I forget. I forget. They have a weakness. You can stop these zombies by either destroying their belt that they wear or the zombie master's control panel.
That's right. Okay, so the good news here is we're not rating Santo against anybody, because if it were Santo, we could just give the tournament to him now. But it's not Santo. This is a tough one. These zombies are more legit than Vincent Price in Tales of Terror, but I still think the sort of existential horror of the Carnival of Zombies or Carnival of Souls zombies trumps a bunch of guys in wrestling tights. I don't know. What, this is a tough one, Andy. What do you think?
There's such different types. I mean,
yeah.
Don't think that these zombies could like do wrestling moves on you. You don't think that adds a certain level of threat?
Yeah, and I think eventually, I think maybe that really the thing about Carnival of Souls zombies is that the terror zombies were kind of weak, and they're really only involved in a very narrow scenario, whereas the zombies here can do a lot more. So I think we should go with Santo versus the zombies. The Santo zombies.
Don't forget the Santo zombies sit three across in the front seat of a car. It's very threatening to see three beefy men sit that way.
That's right.
I mean, if we are doing appearance, though, Carnival of Souls, they look pretty good with their gaunt makeup and stuff. But I think we got to do Santo. Just, I mean, they could do wrestling moves. I mean, that kind of clinches it for me.
Yeah.
All right, Santo versus the zombies moves on. Next up, we have the living head versus the incredibly strange creatures who became mixed up zombies and stopped living from 1964. The living head is an Aztec cursed zombie plus mesmerized zombies. Location is Mexico City. There's only one zombie, but there are people I said who have become mesmerized. There's no horde. Kill count of two. There's a zombie master. And they have a weakness. Once the lovers are reunited, the zombie has no purpose and he disappears. And they are up against the incredibly strange creatures from Long Beach, California.
I think I want to say, so Living Head had that Aztec zombie, which was genuinely kind of creepy. But I just got to say, like, the ones in Incredibly Strange Creatures, they can move fast. They, like, lunge at you. I think I want to give this to Incredibly Strange Creatures.
I think I could let them get another round in here. I think you're right.
All right.
They get a
Our
tough
budget
one now.
Incredibly Strange moves on. Okay, now we have War of the Zombies in their first competition up against The Last Man on Earth. War of the Zombies is 1964. It's mystically reanimated corpses. Location is a fictional Roman province of Salmatia. The horde is a whole army. The zombie master is Adderbale. And the weakness is if you destroy the eye and the goddess statue, the zombies will end. And kill count, it seems to be a battle and they killed many. And they are up against The Last Man on Earth, which is the horde of the whole earth. And that was set in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I mean, it's his two giant zombie hordes against each other. And the War of the Zombies, unless you – so remember, Vincent Price does go around staking them for years in Last Man on Earth. War of the Zombies, there's nothing you can do unless you destroy that eye. They're indestructible otherwise. However – the zombies in Last Man of Earth, we see the dumb ones at the beginning, but they're actually a very intelligent, well-organized group.
Yes.
And I think they could figure out how to defeat the Roman zombies to fight, despite the fact that they're indestructible. So I think so too.
Yeah. They could send like a special ops team to take out the the goddess's statue.
Like so. Everybody on their team can shoot and is smart. So I think Last Man on Earth zombies.
Yep, agreed.
Last Man on Earth moves to the next round. Next up, we have our controversial first round bye of the Horror at Party Beach, 1964. It's Atomic Fish Zombies. Location is Stamford, Connecticut. And they are human remains that have been reanimated by nuclear waste in the sea. There's a horde of at least three. And why did they get a bye? Because they killed hundreds of people. Because the news report just keeps going and going in this movie.
That,
and it's
that montage.
20 at a sleepover, 30 over here.
Yeah, that sleepover massacre was pretty brutal.
Right. But they have a weakness, which is salt.
I did hear from a listener of this podcast who was outraged that at no point we mentioned that the zombies whose weakness is salt live in salt water.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
So let's see. What is a horror at Party Beach, horror of Party Beach up against?
The earth dies screaming. Earth the zombies screaming. Raised from the dead by the robot aliens.
Who, oh man. I could go either way on this. I find the Earth Day Screaming Zombies scarier. The Party Beach one though, we do, and we get some like massacre scenes almost, which so it makes me think are the Party Beach zombies more dangerous? Because in Earth-Dye Screaming, the real danger is the alien robots, right?
Right.
Like, oh, I don't know. What do you think, John?
Well, I will say, I mean, this is not a good way to pick, but I'm intrigued by the next round, Last Man on Earth versus Earth Dies Screaming.
Well,
more okay. than I am, but that doesn't
but
mean.
But let
we
me say this.
Yeah.
Imagine Horror Party Beach are in an arena with Earth Dies Screaming and the robots. If the zombies of Earth Dies Screaming kill one of the Horror Party Beach fish zombies, they are then reanimated to become part of the Earth Dies Screaming horde.
That's true.
Oh.
All right, Andy. I think it's Earth Dies.
This is almost just a toss-up for me. So if you are leaning one direction, I'll just support that. Earth Dies Screaming.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Earth Dies Screaming moves on. Our next battle is Hercules in the Haunted World versus Terror Creatures from Beyond the Grave. Hercules, where is it? Hercules in the Haunted World is 1961. They're mythical zombies. Location is, was it ancient Greece or ancient Rome? Does it matter?
It was
in
Greece.
Ancient
it was
times.
Greece. Yes.
Okay. Location is ancient Greece. There's a zombie master of Lyko, the horde. There are dozens. They can fly, which is a first. And the weakness is they disappear when the dragon moon ends. And they are up against the terror creatures from the grave, which were the plague infected zombies from Germany.
So both of these have a very obvious weakness. Right? When the moon ends, they're gone, or when it rains, they're gone. And I think they're both...
Rain being the weakness of the terror of the, creatures.
Of the creatures in Hercules. Or, I'm sorry, in the terror creatures. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with the Hercules zombies, because you can see more of them. And even though they both have a sort of limited span, I think they're scarier and more intimidating. So I'm going to say Hercules, unless you disagree with me, Andy.
I agree. These are both types of zombies that can't be killed by any means other than their specific bane. But it just has to be said that the bane of the terror creature zombies is, you know, clear water, is so easy to come by compared to the ones for Hercules that the Hercules zombies are way more threatening.
All right.
And if Hercules can't kill them by like chucking giant stone plinths at them, I mean, I'm not going to.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Hercules in the Haunted World moves on. Our last battle of this round in the Cornwall region is the Plague of Zombies versus Dr. Orloff's Monster. And the Plague of Zombies are Haitian voodoo zombies. They are in Cornwall. There's a horde of at least 6 to 8. There's a zombie master named Clive Hamilton. They've killed at least 7. And they even kill the master and all their the submasters, the young bloods at the end. They have a weakness, which is if you destroy the voodoo doll, that you will destroy the zombie. And fire also seems to have an effect on them. And they are up against Dr. Orloff's monster, who we discussed.
And they can have their heads knocked off.
Yeah.
And they can, right. If they lose their head, they also die. That's a good one. I forgot about that. And they're the science zombie, Dr. Orloff's monster. And he had about 3 kills.
Yeah, this one, this isn't too tough. I got to give this one to the Plague of the Zombies.
Do you mean the Plague of the Zombies?
The Plague of the Zombies. there's more of them. They're shown to be absolutely terrifying. They're scary, like when they're by themselves, like when Zombie Alice comes out. And they're also scary when they surround you like a big slow moving horde.
Yeah.
Which, so that's more scary to me than anything in Dr. Orloff's Monster. What about you?
I'm with you 100%. Hey, Andy.
I'm terrified of how he spelled plague on our sheet, so I have to correct that.
Oh. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Do you know what we call this grouping in the tournament? It has a very specific name.
The final 4?
No. Well, there's 16 of them.
The final 16?
The sweet 16.
The sweet 16.
Yes. All right.
Where did that come from? Is like a famous announcer say that or something?
No, I think it's just from the phrase like Sweet 16. Like I think that it's just some word.
I think it's a way to brand the weekend and make it seem special, because you have the Sweet 16, then you have the Elite 8, then you have the Final 4.
Yeah.
I'm sort of turning my nose up at that.
Well, we've made it to the Sweet 16, so let's recap who we have. We have White Zombie versus Revolt of the Zombies. Bowery at Midnight versus I Walked with a Zombie. Valley of the Zombies versus Zombies of the Stratosphere. Creature with the Atom Brain versus Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake, Invisible Invaders versus the Dead One, Santo versus the Zombies against Incredibly Strange Creatures, The Last Man on Earth versus The Earth Dies Screaming, and Hercules in the Haunted World versus the Plague of Zombies. So first up, we have White Zombie versus Revolt of the Zombies. White Zombie versus Revolt of the Zombie.
I got to go Revolt here, Andy, because these are unkillable zombie. This is a potentially unkillable zombie horde. They do have a weakness, but it's the same weakness as the White Zombie zombies. So in that sense, I got to go Revolt.
Agreed. And they, no argument.
Next up, Bowery at Midnight versus I Walked with a Zombie.
Ooh.
It's a heartbreaker.
I think these are both pretty scary. Both of these movies have pretty good zombies that would be scary to encounter in real life. I think I'm going to say Bowery at Midnight just because in I Walked with a Zombie, they don't really kill you. They just scare you.
Yeah, it breaks my heart, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in Bowery at Midnight, they eat you alive. That's, you know, that's terrifying. So Bowery at Midnight, I guess. I feel a little bad saying that.
Yeah.
Next up, Valley of the Zombies versus Zombies of the Stratosphere.
I so much prefer Orman Merks, but again, the Zombies of the Stratosphere have a rocket ship and a hydrogen bomb. Well, they don't have a hydrogen bomb. They can't seem to get one. But I think Orman's limitations of having to do transfusions all the time and can do these elaborate murders to stay alive, I just think the Zombies of the Stratosphere are going to win here.
So what if – so if Merks was going – up again in like a, if he was set loose in a city and he was told to go after like Leonard Nimoy, the zombie in Stratosphere, who would win? Like who?
I think Orman Merks would win against one of the Zombies of the Stratosphere.
See, he's just got cleverness.
Yes.
And he's got this serial killer cleverness about him. And I feel like he might be able to make a plan that would defeat the admittedly powerful, but also not that effective, like bureaucrat zombies of Stratosphere.
You know, I like, we haven't had an upset yet, and I feel like Valley of Zombies, I think Merks is like the scrappy, they're like Creighton. You know, they made it to the Sweet 16, nobody thought they would, and now they're making it to the Elite Eight. I like that story. Let's go Valley.
Yes.
I move Valley forward, but I will just say it's disappointing there is not a true Valley of the Zombies and we don't get to see
it.
No, there's only Mercs in a lab later.
Yeah.
All right. Our next battle is Creature with the Atom Brain versus the Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake.
Creature with the Atom Brain. They're unstoppable. They're terrifying. You know, we didn't mention this earlier, but remember that super gnarly kill at the beginning of Atom Brain where he like snaps that guy in half.
Yeah.
That's way more scary and terrifying. And as we've discussed in Jonathan Drake, the zombies are only coming after you if like you had an ancestor who did something bad to a specific village. So
I think you're right.
So easy win for me for Atom Brain.
I'm down with that.
Creature with the Atom Brain moves on. In our other region, we have Invisible Invaders versus the Dead One.
Yeah, this isn't even close. I mean, again, I like an underdog, but Invisible Invaders is a whole planet of zombies, and the Dead One is one zombie. So,
yep.
Invisible Invaders moves on. Santo versus the Zombies versus, Santo versus the Zombies against the Incredibly Strange Creatures.
This is the matchup of this is like the big matchup. I really hate seeing teenage zombies or incredibly strange creatures creeping up this, but they did have some pretty good zombies. Do you remember that scene where like they slaughter all of the villains? Like they come bursting out of that back room.
That's right.
Because someone didn't close the door all the way and they like strangle them all.
Yeah. And they don't have a weakness. And it's all psychedelic. They don't have a weakness where you can hit the control panel and destroy them.
So
you can shoot them.
You can shoot them.
But you can't get them all at once like you could in.
Right.
Yeah.
Like and, you know, I am drawn to the Santo zombies you know, ability to do cool moves. But I think they, I think by being pro wrestlers, they have like, they would be bound by their like code of like good sportsmanship. Whereas the incredibly strange creature zombies have no such code. So,
you know, what's ironic about this is these are the only athletes in this whole bracket, but I think you're right. I think we have to go with the incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed up zombies.
All right, they move on. Next up, the last man on Earth versus the Earth dies screaming.
Wow. Ooh, John, I do not envy you having to
battle of the Titans. This is like Duke versus Arizona right here. Man, again, I have to say I like the organization and skill of the last man on Earth zombies. I think they could figure out a way to take down the robots, and if there's no robots, there's no zombies. So I don't know, but there's the poison gas. Now, I don't know if we count the poison gas as if it's reusable, if it could be done again, then they could take out these zombies. This is a tough one. I want to go with the last man on Earth zombies, but it's a toss-up.
I feel pretty solidly last man on Earth, and it's because they have full human intelligence.
Yeah.
And I think they are at a disadvantage against the aliens, but they'd figure out a plan and they'd exploit a weakness, just like they did against Vincent Price's character.
Agreed.
Next up, Hercules and the Haunted World against the Plague of Zombies.
Ooh, I think I'm going to say, I actually don't know. I was going to say Hercules and the Haunted World just because those zombies are fast, they can fly, and they can't really be killed. But there's something just more insidious and dangerous a feeling about the ones from Plague.
Yeah, the Hercules ones feel like a sort of force of the gods, which expires, but there's no malicious intent there necessarily. And that's why the plague of the zombies.
And Plague, they're all your loved ones coming back.
Yeah.
And that like doubles how scary they are. So
agreed.
I'm gonna give this one to Plague.
All right, Plague moves on.
Plague moves on. All right.
It's time for the Elite
Eight. Down to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Up first is Revolt of the Zombies versus Bowery at Midnight.
Is there a term for like when it's like all 32? Like the
No.
The like ubiquitous 32 or something.
No, because the first weekend they take care of the first two rounds, so you go right from 64 to Sweet 16. So
okay,
yeah,
all right.
Revolt versus Bowery. I'm going to have to go with Revolt here because there's more of them, and again, they're invincible. So I got to go with Revolt. You want to make an argument for Bowery?
No, I don't think so. The Bowery ones are kind of scary in an immediately visceral way, but I think the ones in Revolt are more dangerous.
Yeah, I think so.
Revolt of the Zombies moves on. Next, we have Valley of the Zombies versus Creature with the Atom Brain.
I think this might be the end of Mercs, Andy.
I think I can't. I've been rooting for Mercs up to this point, but I don't think he can really hold up on this one.
16th He's seed, just, North Dakota State, finally goes down to one of the big boys. So,
yeah.
All right, Creature with the Atom Brain. Invisible Invaders versus the Incredibly Strange Creatures.
I mean, the Incredibly Strange Creatures have met their match. There's just too many Invisible Invaders. They've caused an apocalypse. Again, good try, Invisible Invaders, but you're up against the king here.
Yeah,
they made it. They made it. You know, they can be proud of their performance.
I think so. Yeah, they're like a Mac school that made it to the Sweet 16.
All right, playing for our last spot in the Final Four, we have Last Man on Earth against the Plague of Zombies.
Can I remind you the plot of Plague is that the guy just wants workers for his tin mine.
Right. So what I feel in my heart is that the zombies in Plague are more terrifying.
Yes.
But would they be able to stand up in like a cage match with the armed, smart, planning, tactical human zombies of Last Man? Probably not.
No.
So, John, help me out of this crisis.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, we remember in The Last Man, there's a scene where the smart armed zombies come up against a group of slow walking zombies and they wipe them out.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Okay. That clinches it.
Yep.
Last man on earth.
All right. It is the what's the final four, producer Brad?
The final four. From the Haiti region, we have Revolt of the Zombies. From the U.S. region, we have Creature with the Atom Brain. From the Italian region, we have Invisible Invaders. And from Cornwall, we have The Last Man on Earth.
Cool.
Can we pause here for a sec? Does when you first looked at this big, vast array of zombies, and you and when you think of like what are the scariest, nastiest zombies, are these the four movies that float to the top?
You know, and I don't know that I definitely would have, like, normally what you would do is you would fill out this bracket ahead of time. So you'd fill the whole thing out ahead of time, and then you're trying to see how your predictions went. So you're supposed to fill it out before. So if I were filling this out before, three of these four probably would have made it through. Invisible Invaders, Last Man on Earth, and Creature with the Atom Brain. Revolt of the Zombies isn't bad, but it's more localized. I don't know. I think the two biggest
Revolt of the Zombies is more about what could happen. They don't actually do anything.
Yeah.
So we haven't really seen them do something.
Yeah, I would have had at least two out of these four. Invisible Invaders and Last Man on Earth were going to make it all the way for me either way.
Agreed. I think I'm only really surprised here by Revolt like you were.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do it.
All right, up first, Revolt of the Zombies versus Creature with the Atom Brain.
This is kind of a tough one. Actually, both zombies sets of zombies are kind of invincible. And they both have a weakness that they can be destroyed with one swift stroke, right? Like the Revolt zombies, the guy just changes his mind. But there are more of them, and they are also invincible. So as much as it breaks my heart, I think they would take the creatures with the Atom Brain because the creatures with the Atom Brain are so hard to make.
Yes. Yeah, they require, you know, you have to have the technology to, like, make a nuclear bomb and, like, to make the Atom Brain guys. So
Now, the creatures from the Atom Brain are no slouch. They cause mayhem. But there's only so many of them. So I think it's got to go to Revolt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's
I'm a little
surprised.
Yeah. I'm really surprised to see Revolt way up here, but it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue with it.
It's also a function of the pairings.
Yes.
You know, it might have had an easier path if we had seeded them and really thought about who goes where in the list. They may have had a harder time getting all the way through.
Yeah, if they were on the other side, they might have lost to Earth Dies Screaming, you know.
Right. Yeah, so.
All right, our last Final Four game is Invisible Invaders versus Last Man on Earth.
These are two fine types of world-threatening zombie.
Yeah.
This is a worthy match, but I think for the reasons we've said, the Last Man on Earth zombies, with their human intelligence and their guns, they're going to win.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because the Invisible Invaders zombies aren't invincible. They're
right.
Just a lot of them, and they're tough. Yeah,
they're right. Slow moving, and
they turn into soap.
They turn into soap. And I think you're right that the Last Man on Earth zombies could totally figure out how to turn them into soap, you know.
All right. Well, we're on to the championship game. You going to say something, John?
Well, I was just going to say, like, if the creature with the Atom Brain, the only problem with them is numbers, right? I feel like they could be up against Last Man on Earth zombies here if they had more numbers, but they don't. So
yeah.
It's Revolt of the Zombies versus Last Man on Earth.
That's our championship game, championship battle.
I don't know. What do you think?
It's hard
Andy?
To know where to start on this one.
Yeah.
So I feel dumb repeating this, but I don't know. I mean, so the advantage that the Last Man on Earth zombies have is they're smart. So they could figure out some plan to take out the zombie master on the other team or something like that in a surgical strike.
Right.
The advantage of the Revolt zombies is that they're just invulnerable. They can't be directly killed, whereas the Last Man on Earth ones can.
I think Revolt zombies, like, really press them hard, but I think the Last Man on Earth zombies figure it out and take care of the zombie master. That's what
I think
happens.
Yeah, I don't think very much trumps the ability to make a clever plan.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one zombie master who has to be defeated or even convinced that he's wrong.
Yes.
You know, and whereas on The Last Man on Earth, there's no central intelligence, no one. They just could keep coming at you from all directions.
And he's kind of a sad sack,
he's
too.
He's a bit of a sad sack.
So I will give this one to Last Man on Earth, but yeah, what do you think, John?
Last Man on Earth. I might have picked them to take the whole thing.
You think so?
They're the first. They're the best apocalypse world-spanning horde of zombies we've seen so far. It was close with Invisible Invaders. They're pretty great, but these ones are better.
You know what? I changed my thinking on Last Man on Earth partway through this discussion because I was initially just thinking of the ones that Vincent Price goes out and stakes during the day.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten, or I wasn't thinking about the smart ones that, like, execute this ambush to take him out.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So, Last Man on Earth zombies, the greatest zombies so far in the Zombie Strains universe.
The most terrifying.
All right, folks. Well, this is amazing.
So, John, real quick before we move on.
Yes.
What is the zombie that you feel sad didn't make it to the end? Like what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Carrefour from I Walked with a Zombie. I love him, and I love that movie. The one on the other side that I think I would choose, Alice from The Plague of the Zombies. There's three. It's Alice from The Plague of the Zombies. She's such a good zombie. It's what's the name of the woman from Revenge of the Zombies? Lydia?
Lila.
It's either Lila, Alice, or I was thinking of somebody else. No, or Carrefour. Those three, like, those are, I think, our best individual zombies so far.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was fun.
Well, thanks, everybody. Right. Producer Brad. Well, Andy, I'll hand it off to you for the you-know-what.
Well, now that we have gone through our whole bracket and determined the winner, it is time for the scariest part of this episode, which is when producer Brad reveals to me and John what zombie movie we'll be watching next. John, what's your feeling on this one, John? Are we in for a good one or?
The Plague of the Zombies was really good, but we are entering the late 60s. This is kind of what we've been waiting for. So I'm sort of waiting for every film. I've got a lot of anticipation for every movie.
I feel like the range of possibilities is much greater here in the late 60s than it was earlier.
Yeah. Is it Italy? Is it England? Is it back to America? Who knows?
All right. Well, for our next film, I will play a snippet of the trailer, and then we'll go right to the poster, and it'll be revealed to all. Here we go.
All right.
All down through the ages, certain people have been said to possess certain strange, magical, mysterious power. Summon demons, make all sorts of magical potions, and call down curses on people and specific objects.
I've never seen a clock like that before.
Fear turned to violence. Creatures roaming in the woods at night. Half man, half beast. It was a case of keep your wits about you or perish. Everyone was afraid of the unknown.
Help me, Desmond.
They were called the undead.
Charles, we'll be together forever.
What the heck?
And I can't help but notice the narrator is John Carradine, producer Brad.
You recognize that?
Yeah.
Here's your poster.
What? Okay. Dr. Terror's Gallery of Horror.
Wow. The Giant Shock Show. See Horror from Beyond the Grave.
A new horror fright.
See Strange Terrors Beyond Belief.
The wizard. What is this? The Fantastic Space Age Shock Show. Oh, it has a second feature advertised.
The Wizard of Mars.
We're not going to watch that, so don't worry.
Oh man! All right.
Okay, but hey, Lon Chaney, John Carradine.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
I'm ready.
This film is also known as The Bloodsuckers. So, here's another. A newspaper ad for it at some point.
Wow, nothing like this in all the history of horror. We dare you to see the Bloodsuckers. And I like the name of the second feature in this one, Andy. Would you like to tell everybody what the name
the
of the
Liver Eaters.
The Liver Eaters.
So the thing that these two posters have in common, besides their histrionic marketing copy, is somebody is holding the severed head of a woman in each.
Yes. I would also like to say, I feel like this has a little Maniac vibe, because it's promising a warning, the most gruesome horror ever shown, which feels like dynamic sex lectures to me. So
it does. Yes, it does.
All right, gang, join us next time for Dr. Terror's Gallery of Horror. You've been listening to Zombie Strains. We'll be back next episode to talk about another zombie movie. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take a moment to rate us in your podcast app of choice. Tell a friend, follow us on Instagram at Zombie Strains. All of this helps like-minded people find the show. See you next time.